What's your favorite flavor ramen? It's a highly valid question. There's so many kinds to choose from. There's a lot of competition. I know so many artists for whom it's the only meal they ate, but the finest brand and flavor is still subject to debate. Well, Marukan brand ramen has cream chicken and lime shrimp, or then there's Top Ramen with teriyaki. See, the answer ain't so simple. It's just a block of dried noodles, 3 minutes in the pot, boiling water and the flavor packet, and it always hits the spot. Painters eat it at midnight, poets before poetry slammin'. Comic book doodlers do it at lunch, bluegrass noodlers after jammin'. The FDA might say it's no more nutrition than the package that it came in, but if they take it off the market, there will be artistic famine. And on the old Lower East Side, now those days are dead and gone. When I had never heard of ramen, but I did love Ichiban. It was Japanese instant noodle soup, which was basically the same thing. And from that old SYP store on Avenue A, it's of Ichiban I'll sing. My favorite flavor ramen was the blue Ichiban package, with the flavor description I couldn't read in some ancient Asian language. It came with a block of dried bean curd, the noodles broad and flat. That's the best ramen ever. Yeah, you heard, and if it ain't, I'll eat my hat. Now there ain't many a perk in this line of work, so I think I'll go to sleep and dream I run a restaurant where all the artists can eat cheap. With an art gallery in front and in back, a performance venue, a dozen home-cooked meals to choose from, and no ramen on the menu. But from the gates of Eden to the hills of Sweden, for your energy crisis, it's what my advice is. When I get my life in order, I'll cook it with spring water. It's what God ate in the days when he was creating, so I guess it's just our fate. Let there be ramen.